one of their really solid players is their hooker, Billy Walters. He joined us on the line from, not sure whether it's Sydney or Brisbane Airport. Billy, how are you going?
Good, thank you, guys. Yeah, just waiting at Sydney Airport for our flight back.
Mate, flights are never delayed out of Sydney. You should be good as gold.
They normally get cancelled.
Yeah, that's right. Mate, well done last night, and well done on how this team is really starting to come about. And no one ever uses injuries as an excuse, but, boy, it looks so much more potent now you're getting back to full strength, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does feel like that. It feels like it's all starting to come together, but still only the start of the year. And I think the injuries were kind of a blessing in disguise, actually. We get to see some of the young boys come through and shine. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, the benefits of that could well happen later in the year. What was doing with all the cramps? Michael Carrianis on our coverage after the game spoke with both Adam and Reece Walsh. They looked in a world of hurt, especially Reece. How was he after the game in the sheds?
Yeah, I think he's probably just looking for an early mark. He thinks he's one of the big dogs now that can finish, come off a bit early if the game's wrapped up. But no, he does a lot of running. He's a very explosive player, so I can imagine that I could take it out of his legs.
Mate, he is very explosive, and you know what? I love that comment from you. Thinks he's one of the big dogs. He is now, I suppose. He's dominating the NRL, which is great to watch. But, Billy, first of all, I want to say congratulations too, mate, on your new contract. But can you talk me through how all that works with you and, I suppose, the club?
Yeah, it was. I'm probably a bit lucky that the club were very keen to keep me, and I was very keen to stay. So it was just a matter of when it was going to get all sorted. I mean, we had a lot of... I don't want to call him a big dog now, but like Walshy and Ezra, they were coming off contract, so it was probably a little bit more important to try and lock them down. And then, but I'm just really grateful the club offered me another 2 years and happy to stay here.
Mate, well, you're playing outstanding in that number nine position, and I don't think I could picture that team without you out there. Also, though, do you get your manager to do that, or do you just speak with your dad and organise it yourself? How does that work?
Yeah, I try and make sure my manager sorts it out. I think Kevy even stays out of most of the talks and negotiations. So, but yeah, I'll just make sure I butter him up a bit, tell Kevy how good he's going, and buy him expensive Father's Day gifts and stuff like that.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, just for you boys and your side, like, I love where he's going and what direction he's heading, but for you guys to go to the next level and get that grand final win, where do you guys have to improve?
Yeah, I think you touched on it a little bit there. Our discipline wasn't up to scratch last night. We probably dropped too many balls, probably trying to score off too many plays all the time, and also on the reverse of that, our defence was a bit off as well. We gave Tigers probably too much possession in our half. You know, although we defended well, we don't want to be putting ourselves under that pressure. So I think if we can limit those, there's going to be errors. The way we play with Walshy and that, there's going to be errors, but we've got to limit them. So, I think focusing on that moving forward will help us.
Billy, one of the most emotional things that I saw last year, let alone for you, was you after the grand final, being on the ground and seeing the elation of Penrith, in particular Nathan Cleary, whose father's coaching, and you, of course, down on the ground. It was just terrible. How was the off-season overcoming the disappointment of that loss?
Yeah, it was pretty tough, I'm not going to lie, for the first couple of weeks. And then I was lucky enough that I got married in Fiji not long after the grand final, so that helped take the mind off it. And not have to worry about footy for a little bit. And then once you start getting stuck back in the pre-season, you kind of use it as motivation rather than, kicking stones about it. So, you know, we want to put ourselves in that position again this year, and we want to finish the job, though, and not fall that one step short. So the most annoying thing about all that, though, is my son. He's only 2 years old, doesn't really understand, and he was clapping all the Penrith players as they're getting their medals and rings. So
he's a good boy. He's a good lad.
Yeah.
He's a good sportsman. Now, Billy, with your contract, and Louis has said, you know, and he's right, you're in great form. And it's not as if you've been around for 5 minutes. You are 30. You've played 69 games now. But you are in good form. You've obviously got yourself into a rhythm. I don't know whether you've had injury problems or whatever, but you're playing consistently well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think I've been pretty blessed the last couple of years with injuries. I did my ACL a couple of years ago, but since coming back from that, I kind of just realised a little bit more how much it takes to become a full-time NRL player, as in like playing NRL week to week. You know, you've got to be fit, you've got to be strong, you've got to be at the top of your game. And I think coming to the Broncos, having the passion and not wanting to let, not only my family down, but the whole city down, I think helped motivate me to come in the fittest I could be and the strongest I could be, and really push me to play my best footy, because if I'm not playing my best footy, I won't be in the team. So it's helped me a lot.
Now, you're going to have an interesting game on Friday night. You're going to be up against one of the blokes that indirectly made you move away. Brandon Smith is now playing with the Roosters. That's going to be another challenge for you boys on Friday night.
Yeah, the Roosters, they got the wood over us in round one, and you know, we haven't forgotten about that. We're pretty keen to get up and play them again. They're one of the good, one of the best teams in the competition. So it really shows where you're at. You know, hopefully Ezra and Cobbo can spot back into the team, but you know, if not, I thought Jock Mann did a great job last night filling in for Ezra. So yeah, it's going to be a good test, but at home at Suncorp, hopefully this crowd can help us.
But he's hurt himself too, though, Billy, hasn't he? Jock Madden has done a peck. How's he today?
Yeah, I think he's a bit sore.
I don't know if he's done it. But...
yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's his ribs or something. I think he's got to get some scans, but I'm sure if Ezra's no good to go, I'm sure he'll be running out with us on Friday night.
He played really well last night while he's out there too, Jock Madden. No doubt about it. I think was it Bo Firma was speaking to yesterday, Lou, and you asked him if he's a footy nerd, does he watch heap of games? And yes, but he's now got two young kids, so maybe not quite as much as he once did. I'd imagine you watch a lot of footy, Billy, considering the environment you were born into and have been part of your entire life. Do you watch every game?
I try to. It's pretty hard with kids these days, but I just love footy, and I've grown up loving it and playing it and being around it so much that, you know, any chance I get, I probably don't watch it from a coach's perspective like Kevy does at the moment. But, yeah, I just enjoy watching good games of footy and watching, you know, it's always good sitting around watching footy with your family and friends and enjoying the game.
Young children are the great leveler, though. And finally, mate, how close and eye are you keeping on Penrith? Obviously, after that stunning grand final and obviously heartbreaking loss for you guys last year. But so many people think it could well be a repeat in 2024, Penrith and Brisbane. How closely are you keeping an eye on what they're up to so far this year?
Not too much. You don't want to focus too much on other teams. You probably just want to worry about who you're playing, you know, this week. So for us, it's the Roosters this week and making sure we're playing our best footy. Because I think if we're playing our best footy and playing the footy we want to play, I think we're going to be a pretty hard team to stop. So if we can just worry about that, it won't really matter who we come up against in the finals and grand finals. So as long as we stay injury-free and keep playing the footy we want to play, we're going to be pretty hard to stop, I'd imagine.